Welcome to the Guitar Channel. I am super happy to welcome you a new interview. I am Yann from Deja Vu Guitars. We are here the 2019 last day Guitar Summit. I am completely destroying the English language. Sorry, guys. Yann, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm really fine. Yeah, really fine today. We had a good show. We had quite a lot of positive feedback from many, many people. So we are going back home with a lot of energy to do the things right in the next months.
Excellent. Yeah. That's pretty cool. So before we talk about that, you have to tell me, what do you think of the Guitar Summit, of this guitar show?
This guitar show is really great. Yeah, yeah. We don't have something like this in the Netherlands. So, and for us, it's relatively quite close. It's about a 4 or 5 hours drive. Mm-hmm. And well, the German market is a really a good market for us. And maybe the French market too. I don't know yet, but in the future, yeah, we are working on it, as you see.
I am inviting Yann to come to Puto, so maybe next year, right?
Yeah, maybe we will. Yeah, we are really considering to do this. I've got plenty of time to spend my holidays in France.
Yeah. excellent. So tell me a little bit more about your story. What is this brand you created?
Well, to be honest, I studied economics, and about 15 years ago, okay. I really wanted to know what is happening in China.
Okay.
I didn't want to stand aside. I wanted to take part in it. I have a history as a guitar player and also as a owner of a music store.
Okay.
I did a lot of repair work in the mm-hmm. past, so I thought, well, if I want to do something in China, maybe they want to rob me when I do something with guitars.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I made a lot of mistakes in China because I thought that I could
what kind of mistakes?
Convince them. Losing money.
Okay.
Yeah, losing money, ordering the wrong guitars, or getting the guitars that you didn't order.
Okay.
Things. Anyone who is doing business in China has a story like this. But then in the end, I considered, well, I should go up, not looking for something cheap, but looking for something really good. And then I was very, very lucky to meet a guy who had been working for the Eastman Company and knew how to build guitars. He started as a violin builder.
Okay.
And
which is a good reference, a good starting point.
Because you learn how to listen to the wood that you carve. And he really is a very experienced jazz guitar builder.
Okay.
And after Eastman, he really wanted to start a business of his own, but he didn't know how to do it. Mm-hmm. He didn't know anything about the Western guitar market. He didn't speak English. He didn't even play guitar himself.
Okay.
So he needed someone to help him. And that was for me a very nice opportunity to make my dream come true of doing something in China at a high level and also at a social acceptable level, not trying to do something very cheap in China and putting the people under pressure. I don't want this. Mm.
So how did you meet the luthier then?
Well, I was traveling in China and I just happened
to... You had a big sign, I am looking for a luthier.
No, I at the time he was working in 2009, just a couple of years, 2 years in between Eastman and the start of our own business at another company in Beijing. And I just met him there because I visited that small workshop.
Okay.
And he had a quarrel over there about things, and then he decided, well, I won't work for anyone else anymore. I'm doing this myself.
Okay.
That was in Beijing. He happened to live in near Wuhan, that's in central China, and he had to go back because his son was 13 years old, and you know all this stuff. And then we decided to team up and try to build something new.
Okay. So, for example, this guitar is like 100% built in China. So, what do you do in Netherlands?
Yeah.
So, what is the proportion of the work?
It's a combination. I am traveling to China 2 times a year for a couple of weeks. I'm working in a workshop too. I do some fretting, I do some other things. Sometimes I do the assembling in Europe, in the Netherlands.
Okay.
I use only parts from Europe, Schaller machinets.
Okay. So all the hardware comes from Europe?
All the hardware comes from, because it's very expensive in China and it's very difficult to become.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the reason, and sometimes I take some parts with me to China, and yeah, that's the way it goes.
Okay. So let's go through this guitar.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit more about it. So this is archtop guitar, back and top, right?
Well, you know, this is just an example, because at the show I do have to show something to the people. Mainly we are building jazz guitars, but we thought, well, let's have a try with a kind of a T model. It's hand-carved from solid wood. It has an arched top.
Yeah.
It has an arched back.
Very
it's
nice.
It is matched, book matched back.
Mm-hmm.
But also we try to book match the back and the top. So this guitar has also a five-piece neck with ebony parts in it, and. The fingerboard is also made of ebony. The pickup rings are made of ebony. The knobs are of ebony. This is a Schaller Signum bridge.
Mm-hmm.
One more thing that's worth mentioning is this is a six-position three-way switch. You can choose humbucking sounds, and you can choose single coil sounds.
Okay, you can split it just like a speed speed level on a car.
Just for fun, I put a push-push part on it. To make it parallel in series and whatever you like.
Great.
Awesome. Yeah.
And so the pickup are coming from?
The pickups are from Germany, from Harry Heusel.
Oh, yeah.
He's a very nice custom pickup.
Excellent pickup builder.
Yeah, he's a real builder, and he's really a nice man I'm doing business with.
I have a couple of guitars at the showroom with some Heusel pickups, and these are really good pickups.
Yeah.
All right. So what kind of price are we talking about here?
I sell these guitars, including a harvest leather bag. That's a very expensive bag, for about 3,400 euros.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's kind of super cheap to be able to have this kind of high-level look.
It's a lot of money, of course. Yeah. We all know
musicians expensive, but
musicians
not
aren't rich. I'm not rich.
Really? Come on, everybody's rich here, right?
I know, but compared to the job, building this guitar is taking almost 2 months least 2 months.
Usually an archtop guitar is like it's starting at 4 or 5K, not at 3K. So €3,000 sorry, for this kind of guitar is pretty amazing. So, but you can do it because job is done in China.
As a comparison, when you live in China and you do not live in Shanghai or Beijing, you can have a pretty good living with about $1,500, mm-hmm. so $2,000 a month.
Yeah.
That's about, at the moment, I guess, 1,600 mm-hmm. euros. That's really a good health. But in Europe, someone with their skills should earn 4 or 5,000.
At least.
And also with the social things that we have here. The main reason is that a lot of work is done in China, and of course important, my hours are not important.
So if people wants to have more information about where they can buy, so this guitar is for sale, for example, they go to your website and they can buy it right now?
This guitar is still possible. I don't know what's coming after the show, because many people were attracted and said, wait for next week.
It looks super cool. It looks cool on the video, I'm sure, but it looks even better when you look at it very close. Yeah. Be careful, because the focus is going to go out of work. But I can swear that this guitar looks gorgeous. So, So, and what's your website?
It's dejavuguitars.com.
Okay.
www.dejavuguitars.com.
Excellent. Yeah. Right. Jan, it was great to have you on the show, so thank you very much, and I wish you all the best for the ending part of the Guitar Summit. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you very much too, and it's really great for me to be here, and support from people like you is
my pleasure.
Unpayable, unpayable. Yeah.
You can pay me if you want, no problem.
No, I don't want to.
I'm for sale.
No, I don't want to. No. I don't have money at all.
Okay. Come maybe on, I know you're rich. No, everybody's rich now.
I've got a platform for you, okay?
Oh, cool. Wow, all right. Here we go. This is an Ernie Ball. It's not even yours, all right.
I don't have one. I can't afford.
All right, Jan, thank you very much.
This last part, piece.
No problem, it's good. Say goodbye now.
Goodbye. Bye-bye. Thank you very much for your attention.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.